This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Podcast.
Hi, pod.
Hi, cast. Pod, pod, lod.
I found a new parking space for the hotel.
For the hotel that your boyfriend Jack always stays in, that you always stay in with him?
20 quid a night they charge to keep your car there.
What? You have a car parking space in Dublin.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's not my phone, is it?
Is your phone on loud, Ashling? It's because you were cleaning your phone.
Yes. It always flicks it off when I...
Do you clean your phone? We discovered some Dettol wipes in the studio this morning. We've both given our phones a well-deserved, much-needed scrub. So 20 quid a night to stay. Obviously, yes, I do have parking at work. So that's what I have been doing. Just leaving the car at work and walking back up to the hotel.
Yeah.
But last night, Jack wasn't until really late. His flight was delayed, blah, 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 blah. So I just did what I should have been doing the whole time. It's well after 7 p.m. Just park on the road.
Yeah. And it was 20 euro.
Huh?
What are you saying? It said it was 20 euro.
It was 20 euro if you want to keep the car in the hotel overnight.
Oh, but your new one is free.
No,
on the
just
road.
On the road. Yeah, you're
oh,
for 7.
Sorry.
And I obviously am gone well before it starts to charge in the morning.
That's
so
amazing.
I'm like, I never even considered that. Isn't that so silly of me?
No, I know, but on street parking is like terrifying.
It frightens me quite a lot.
Yeah.
I like to triple check. No, they're not going to charge me for this.
And
I'll be
also,
gone.
It's usually parallel parking, which I don't enjoy.
I enjoy it.
Really?
When you nail it, it's a really good feeling.
No, I'm not good at it.
I have a hitch on the back of my car that helps.
What's a hitch?
It's like a little nubbin that I suppose you can connect a trailer to if should you want to.
How does that help for parallel parking?
Well, it doesn't help for parallel parking, but it helps for parking. I remember I was parking in a very, very small spot in Dublin a few months ago. My boyfriend Jack was really impressed with the reverse parking and he was like, oh, the girl can drive. And the moment that last word came out of his mouth, I hit the wall.
but it only
it's only
the,
the little nubbin, so it doesn't damage the back of your car.
Pretty good.
There's a lot of paint from walls on the back of that nubbin.
So it looks well.
I get, like, I'm not a person who drives. And when you park into a car park in like a shopping centre, I want to say it's probably one of the most stressful experiences that you can ever have as a driver, because it's not only is the parking, but it's getting out of the car and not hitting the other car with your doors. I do not like that.
No, it's scary. And sometimes
because
the
spaces are very tight.
If you accidentally touch your door after the car's door, then immediately you just look into the person's and be like, please tell me they're not in the car.
Or please don't be in there. And then, like, some cars are really sensitive. I've done it before where I've not hit the car with the door, but I've hit the car with my body and it's setting off an alarm.
Oh my God.
On the car and it just goes, woo, woo, woo.
Scary things.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've just like gone and smashed the window.
Yeah. I've not done nothing.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
It is Thursday.
Oh, we did it.
And it's actually not half as cold as it was yesterday. It's much more pleasant.
No,
it's lovely,
it's
actually.
Yeah. It's warmer now than it was like in the middle of the day yesterday.
Yes, indeed. It was grand. I had the big Arsene Wenger Coke packed with me to wear this morning and I felt like a bit silly.
I met my brother yesterday and I was wearing my sort of Arsene Wenger-y coat. It's not as long as yours. And he said, you're just one beanie away from a real South dub with that coat. And I was like...
Rude.
Don't know how I feel about that.
I was in Dundrum yesterday, as were you, of course, and I had to go to the pharmacy yesterday. And I feel like the in thing for brands in 2024 is everybody feeling the need to have their own perfume, right?
Yes.
So, in fairness, Lidl or Lidl, they've had their own perfume for years. It's actually top tier. I'd highly recommend. It's what I bring to festivals.
Okay.
It's really nice. But like Zara, they have a huge range of their own perfumes for the last few
their
years.
Their perfumes have become quite famous now.
Yeah, big fan of them. Do you know who has a perfume now?
Who?
Adidas.
Adidas?
Adidas have their own perfume. And to say I was intrigued, I have it here.
Oh, did you buy it?
Ah, sure, listen, you know me.
Oh my God, of course you did.
I'm a sucker.
I'd say that was expensive enough.
No, actually, I won't even go into it, but not as... No, like your Zara's or
right,
whatever.
Say, okay, that's good. Does it smell sporty?
Well, they have different ranges, so I went for... the name of the perfume is... Get comfy.
Oh.
So consider me intrigued. Have a go there.
That's nice
little
bottle.
Adidas bottle.
It's like ombre colours, like I didn't expect. It's like peach and purple.
I just think we should create our own show perfume.
We should.
You've got so much spices and stuff at home. I don't know what I'd smell like. Dave would just be sweaty. It'd be lovely. Have a
ooh. Can I give it a...
Go for it,
give it a squirt.
Yeah, go. You did already.
Oh, I did it too close and it smells like fumes. Hang on. I need to blow out my nose. Very nice.
Isn't that funny?
God, very nice.
I think, producer Callum, that is our goal for 2025. A show scent.
I love that.
I think it's a great show.
Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
So, I've noticed this because this happened again last night. I'm in a newish relationship, only a few months in, and my boyfriend Jack falls asleep very early, okay? As in, he's gone by 9 o'clock,
oh,
really.
No.
And I'm not a chronic night owl, but I'd have more in me now than 9 o'clock, really.
Which is funny because you're up so early for work.
I know, yeah.
Is he up early?
He would be, yeah, no.
As early as you?
Yeah, sometimes even before me. So it does make sense. And they're long days and all the rest, a lot of travel and stuff. So I get it. It's fine. But Christ, it gets so boring, right? So he stays in a hotel in town. And that's the thing. If I was at home, I could just go wandering. I could go downstairs to my housemates, whatever.
Yeah, go watch telly.
Exactly. You're sitting in this room with someone who's asleep, trying not to disturb them, but also completely wired. So I've been thinking about the random things that I've gotten up to over the last number of months when this happens, when he completely is out cold by, whatever, 10 to 9. And you're like, what do I do now? So here's a little vibe of what I've been up to, okay? Complete over 100 levels of Crossword Master.
No way.
I'm currently on 152. Some of them are outside of those situations. Go through my entire notes folder and clear and reminisce.
That's actually really constructive.
Mm. Deep cleanse my face. More than I've ever deep cleansed my face before.
It is looking great.
Take off and redo nail varnish because, well, boredom. Attempt again and fail again to learn how to French plait. Attempt numerous times to read at least some of The Tempest. I bring in my Shakespeare book, trying to get educated while he's asleep.
Why The Tempest? Just read any book.
I just have it. Read the new Sally Rooney book. Doodle on Sally Rooney's book a lot.
Oh no!
Think deeply. Don't like that. Attempt again to learn how to French plait and fail. Scour the internet for fun stuff for our show. Get lost down a rabbit hole of something totally scary and political on Twitter and said, complete all of my Instagram stories. Reopen Twitter, attempt to find fun stuff for the show again and read horoscopes instead. Pluck eyebrows, dye eyebrows, do tan. Consider waking him up to ask him to do my back. Don't, that's mean. Realise I don't have correct PJs that won't ruin sheets in the hotel with tan. Sleep in robe, too hot. Read the hotel manual, check their menu online. Hungry. Floss every tooth individually. Look for a Bible in the room. It's not there.
Oh my God. Did the option ever occur to you to just go to sleep with
him? I have actually tried. I've listened to a little bit of a sleep meditation with one AirPod in and just gone, nah, this
really?
Is weird. Because then you're awake going, oh, but if my AirPod's in, my alarm won't go off. What if it falls out overnight?
Why don't you just sleep alone with this no sounds?
At 10 to 9.
That's a dream to me. If I would ever be encouraged to sleep at 10 to 9. Because of someone else, I'd be like delighted.
I'm telling you, give me another few months and I'll have the French plait nailed. There's some progress here. I'm starting to get my head around
on that
it.
One, so.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It is the 14th of November. We're nearly halfway through November. Isn't that crazy?
It is actually mental,
and
yeah.
For a lot of people, we are well and truly into Hallmark Channel territory. Are you familiar with the Hallmark Channel?
No.
The Hallmark Channel.
A TV channel.
This is hilarious. The Hallmark Channel is such a big deal in my house. My mom and dad are obsessed. So it's literally a TV channel made by the greetings card company Hallmark.
Cool.
And it's very feel good. It's very family friendly. Very, very cheesy. And they're kind of best known for making very cheesy, lovey-dovey rom-com movies.
Oh, really?
That are very predictable. You would absolutely love it.
I was about to say.
Yeah. But they really...
Is it on, sorry, Sky or one of them?
Yeah, my mom and dad have Sky, so they have it. But okay. I'm sure you get it with other...
I'll check it out.
Other providers are available. But the... Christmas is kind of when the Hallmark Channel really comes into its own and they make like tons and tons of real cheesy Christmas movies. And I actually read that this year the production company that is Hallmark made 47 brand new Christmas movies for 2024.
What kind of budget do they have on each of them?
Oh, low.
Are they
very low?
Are they?
Oh, they're awful, but like they are what they are.
Are any of them famous from over the years?
Very, very slightly. Like, if they're famous, they're somebody washed up from years ago, maybe had a heyday back in the day and are kind of coming back. But this year they went one step further and they introduced the Hallmark Christmas Cruise.
Oh, go on.
And having looked into this, I want to go on the Hallmark Christmas Cruise next year.
They're making a lot of money from cards, lads, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, this is a whole new stream of income for them now, and it's like so, so lucrative. So they set two 5-day excursions for the cruise this year, just 2 sailings. The first sailing finished up a few days ago, and the next one is on Sunday. And the two of them sold out immediately, so much so there are 100,000 people on the waiting list.
Wow.
100,000 people.
What a success story.
Such is the success of the Hallmark Christmas Channel. You would think a Christmas cruise might sail around Lapland, Finland, snowy areas. Nope, this one goes from Miami to the Bahamas.
Amazing. Now that I can get on board
with. Another reason why I want to go. So the Hallmark Christmas Cruise even made TMZ, which is a very famous showbiz news site in the US, this past week, because the Hallmark movie star dubbed the Gay King of Christmas was seen crowd surfing atop hundreds of screaming Hallmark super fans. The star in question was a man called Jonathan Bennett. Does that name ring a bell?
Nah.
Maybe this will ring a bell.
Okay.
We're having a Halloween party at my friend Chris's tonight. You want to come?
Okay.
That flyer admits one person only, so don't bring some other guy with you.
Gruel. Aaron Samuels.
No way.
Aaron Samuels.
Is that what he's at now?
Is crowd surfing on middle-aged women on a cruise to the Bahamas. I need to go on this cruise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Other attractions on the cruise include getting pictures with your favourite Hallmark stars.
So sorry, it's all about the movie stars, not so much about Christmas.
No, yeah, it's all about Hallmark. There's a Hallmark movie marathon on it. You get to watch a world premiere of a Hallmark movie. There's like a gift wrapping contest, a Christmas cookie decorating contest, Christmas karaoke, rehearse a classic Hallmark Christmas movie scene with a Hallmark Christmas director.
Sounds like hell.
It sounds absolutely brilliant.
If it wasn't for the fact it was going out to the Bahamas, that's where I'd be so torn. Can I just avoid it all and just sunbathe for the week for five days?
I was just telling you there, I've got my November annual leave-in for 2025 because I have decided I'm going to try and get myself on the Hallmark Christmas Cruise. If you know the Hallmark Channel, they're famous for making super cheesy, lovey-dovey rom-coms. And they really come into their own at Christmas and they've made this epic cruise that's all about Hallmark movies and full of Hallmark super fans. And it sounds like a bit of a laugh.
Sinead was just in touch with us on WhatsApp.
Hey guys, just listening to you talking about Hallmark there. You might be interested to know that one of the Hallmark movies, they filmed part of it in the village of Red Cross in Wicklow, which is just up the road from my sister's house. They renamed the pub, the local pub, Mickey Finn's. They renamed it like a Christmassy kind of name and stuff. And it was when the weather was really hot and it was supposed to be a Christmas movie. So we're sitting there in vest tops and all the actors are there with their woolly coats and their woolly hats and stuff. So yeah, we got to see part of the set as we were sitting outside of Mickey Finn's having a drink. So I thought you guys might find that a little interesting.
That is gas.
That is gas. I really want to find out what movie it is. My mom and dad will be all over.
Oh, get Googling on that one. Okay, for now, welcome to 1 Second at the Cinema. This is where you're put to the test to try and identify a full movie from just 1 second.
Yes, speaking of movies, producer Callum got a ginormous stack of IMC cinema passes in the post this week and he was beside himself. So if you can guess this movie correctly today, we'll send you out a pair of IMC cinema passes.
Now, the only person who knows this movie, I believe, in the room is Callum, correct?
Yeah.
All right, let's all have a listen together. Great, another morning where I feel like a big...
Dave is the best at this game by a lot.
Oh,
it almost takes me till like we nearly have a person on to play before I get it, and you never ever get it.
No, never. Have a listen again.
Honey! Honey!
Honey.
Honey!
Is it honey or mammy?
Honey! Honey!
I have a guess, but I don't know. I'm not confident. But somebody out there is definitely going to know that one. I feel like it is definitely iconic.
Yeah, we tend to go for something that is quite well known.
Absolutely.
I still don't know, but you know what I mean. So listen, if you would like to get in for your chance to win a pair of IMC Cinema passes on this morning's show, just drop us the word cinema in a WhatsApp now. That'll do. Don't even tell us your guess. We don't want to know your guess.
No, 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 no.
We don't want to know your guess. Just get the word cinema over to us to 087 711 1038. Maybe it'll come. Okay, let's play it three more times.
Yeah.
Think, Ash. This is the only person with the opportunity in this room to guess this is you.
Even think of what actor it is.
I know, yeah.
Hard.
Haven't a notion. All right, cinema in a WhatsApp to have a go.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
It kind of amuses me when technology messes up now, because I feel like we're in the age where technology should be sort of flawless, but it's still not. And one technology that I think has a long way to go is when you put up an Instagram story and you ask it to write the captions for you or write the text that you're speaking.
I think it's such a smart thing to do. I feel like every Instagram story should be have them added.
Yes.
But sometimes you don't want to hear the loud. I just want to read what you're saying, but I don't want to hear you.
And I learned yesterday that a lot of people don't watch with sound. They just read the captions.
Yeah.
Because Instagram translated something that I said into a word that was not what I said, and it caused a little bit of bother for me yesterday.
They're divils for this.
They
getting
are.
It wrong.
They yeah. are.
And I actually respect the influencers who don't bother going back to change it. We're just like, yeah, oh, they'll figure it out. They'll figure it out.
I changed the odd thing, but I missed this one, and I got a lot of messages about it. So have a listen. Listen to what I'm saying after I say 9 degrees.
Okay.
Well, it's actually 9 degrees. My husband's saying that cold. Now, I will say my diction's pretty poor there. I was talking about how cold it was yesterday and I said, it's only 9 degrees. Have another listen. Well, it's actually 9 degrees. My husband's saying that cold. What do you think I'm saying there?
It's only 9 degrees. It's so cold or something.
What I was saying was, like, that doesn't sound that cold.
Right.
But I kind of mumbled my words. What Instagram said, I said, was... my husband is so cold. Yeah. And I got a message from my boyfriend Alex's auntie screenshotting that going, husband? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
Whoa, I need to hear that again.
Well, it's actually 9 degrees. My husband's saying that cold.
Good, I
so
get it.
I don't have a husband. We are still just humble boyfriend and girlfriend.
Very good. I bet your DMs were quite busy after that.
I was like, what happens in Mexico, guys?
That's what you call a good hint, Ashton, getting it. Oh, it was only a mistake. It was an accident.
Soft launch.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A lot of talk about movies at the moment. It is kind of coming into cinema season. So we're playing 1 second in the cinema where we play you literally 1 second of a movie. And if you guess it correctly today, we'll give you out a pair of IMC cinema passes.
This is the clip. I haven't a notion.
Honey!
I thought it was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
So did
or
I.
Blew Up the Kids. Or blew up the
shrunk,
dog
shrunk the Kids, I think.
There's multiple. Yeah. There was multiple
really?
Versions.
Oh, was it?
But Callum said no.
Says that's not it. Kelly thinks she knows. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Kelly.
You in good form this morning?
I'm not too bad. I'm just on my way to college.
Oh, very, very good. What are you studying?
TV and film production.
Cool. Let me guess. Is that in Dún Laoghaire?
No, it's up in DQIT in Dundalk.
Oh, cool. I think they do all those arty-farty ones in Dún Laoghaire as well. And I love it. I love it. I looked into those type of ones too. That's class. I wish you great success.
So do I.
Thanks very much.
Massively. So, okay, this is right up your street then, eh? 1 second at the cinema. You obviously love your movies.
I do, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Brilliant.
I haven't a clue what this is, Kelly. Maybe you do. What movie do you think that's from?
It's The Incredibles.
The Incredibles. And Kelly, you said in your message you can quote the whole scene.
I can, yeah.
Will you give it a lash?
One of my favourite animated films, so yeah, I can quote the whole thing.
Off you go, love.
Honey, what? Where's my super suit? What? Where's my super suit? I put it away. Where? Why do you need to know? I need it. Don't you be thinking going off and running no dare and do. I've been planning this evening for 2 months. The public is in danger. My evening's in danger. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna lie, I'm after blanking.
Let's find out if you're correct.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
Kelly, you absolute legend.
Kelly, I'm giving you 4 IMC cinema passes for that.
Mind the 2.
If you can quote the whole scene, you're getting double. That was incredible.
So much that's pretty
incredible, like the Incredibles. You're going to have a great future in TV and film.
Yeah, we know it. Oh, well done. Thanks, Kelly.
You've blown me away. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks a million, lads. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a great success.
What a legend.
What a game. What a girl. What a film. I'm going to watch The Incredibles now. Ready to go. It's showtime. Showtime.
Body charge to Everyday Lashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello there. What's the story? It is Thursday, the 14th of November. Hope you're in good form.
I have a bit of a bone to pick with you here, Emma.
Me?
Yes, something has just occurred to me that's not right. So at 7 o'clock, you showed me this new perfume that you bought by Adidas yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was just funny that like literally everybody is getting on the perfume buzz. Adidas, so you wouldn't expect.
Listen, it was a valid conversation. However, at this time yesterday, we had another very valid conversation because we said that we were heading out to Dundrum on official business yesterday. We had to go out to Dundrum shopping centre and you begged me not to allow you to buy any products at Dundrum Shopping Centre while we were there. However, you come in today with a brand new Adidas perfume. Explain.
Yeah. So we were there on official business, myself, yourself and producer Callum.
Yes.
He went off like a lunatic running back to town. Who does that? She arrived at Dundrum in her running gear and I said, are you all right?
This is about you, not me.
No, but she turns on her heel after leaving me off at the escalator and says, I'm running back to town now. Ran the 7 kilometres back to town. I said, well, I feel useless.
You're deflecting.
Went to McCabe's, walked in the door. The person that we were just chatting to on our official business was a girl who happens to work for Sculpted by Amy.
Yeah.
I walked in and
this
I bought...
This is an excuse.
Sculpted by Amy Foundation.
Okay.
Immediately. I also, in the pharmacy, bought a face mask, nail varnish, nude and blue, Adidas perfume, cheap mini hoops I'm wearing today. Do you like them?
Oh my God, they're lovely. Yeah, you're a disgrace.
Cleanser and a lip liner.
Oh my God!
You shouldn't have ran off on me. It's your fault.
I don't think I've ever bought a haul like it.
You shouldn't have ran off
you
on me.
You can't be stopped.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This morning over on 087 711 1038, we'd love you to get in touch and let us know about a wonky food product you bought. Maybe you got a Malteser that had no inside or something unusual like that. 087 711 1038. There was a little bit of bad publicity for the Happy Pear during the week because they had to recall batches of hummus because of the presence of possible animal matter. Now, that's not ideal because all of their products are vegan. So this would be a bit of a no-no. But when I was reading...
Oh, it's so hard to do something like that, though, isn't it? Like,
It's awful, like, that because it has to go public because everyone has to know.
Yeah.
And I think it was something to do with the tins of chickpeas that they were using. It was like, I don't know. It's probably that the chickpeas were contaminated, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, when I was reading about this, I found myself on a very fun website that I didn't know existed called the Food Safety Authority of Ireland.
Oh.
And I'll tell you what's fun about it. No, I promise you. You'll be flat out on it now tonight in bed. They have a section where you can go through all the foods that have been recalled in recent times for various reasons. And like it goes back like deep into like 2022. I couldn't even get to the end of it. So I'll be back on it now tonight in bed.
God, you know that meme where there's like a couple in bed. It's like, oh, I wonder what she's thinking about. Is it another man? And she's just like, oh my God, I really want to go beyond 2022 on the Food Safety Authority website and find
she's
out
like,
whether the foods were contaminated.
Salmonella. But sometimes the reasons for why things are recalled are kind of funny and there's a lot of different reasons. So I'm going to give you some of the headlines. Over the past few years, this is in Ireland, a batch of butternut squash soup was recalled due to the presence of little bits of metal.
Oh, not ideal.
The same for loaves of bread and cookies. There seems to be bits of metal at risk in everything.
Where does the metal come from?
I don't know. Factories, yeah. So just do keep an eye out.
Dodgy blade.
There was a well-known crisp flavour recalled because of the presence of little bits of rubber.
Oh, that's a funny one.
Isn't it?
How does that happen?
A batch of shaved parmesan was recalled due to the presence of literal mould. Full on mold.
No.
A popular cereal was recalled because all the bits of cereal were stuck together and it was causing a choking hazard.
How did they get stuck together?
I don't know. It must have been an issue with production. A hot chocolate mix was recalled due to the presence of silica beads.
What?
You know silica beads? What? Where they're like, don't eat these.
Oh my God, terrifying. Isn't the stuff that comes in your handbag to keep
yes,
it dry?
But they're in the little bag.
They scare me so much. I'm like, bin.
Yeah, I'm like, ew.
You know when you're a kid, you're so terrified of them. Yeah. They come in your toys and you're like, ah!
I'm like, boy!
There's a bag of them! Take them away from me!
Anyway, floating around
you'd
in your
hand. You'd be traumatised as a child. They'd be like, don't eat them now, don't eat them. You'd be like,
yeah.
No!
A frozen broccoli bag was recalled due to the presence of mouse contamination.
No!
AKA poos, I'd say. And a stuffing mix was recalled due to the presence of moths.
I remember that.
That was obviously big news.
That was only pretty recently, the moth stuffing.
Moths. And like, stuffing kind of looks like moths.
Stop, no.
So how would you ever know?
Never eaten stuffing.
Never,
again.
ever. Okay.
It was a supermarket's fancy own brand
yes.
ones that had like bits of like onion and stuff that kind of looked mothy.
Yeah.
And there was legitimately moths in there.
Little moths.
Ah, the poor little lads.
I know.
That's awful.
Surreal tragedy here. We did ask you to let us know a few minutes ago when have you bought a food product that was wonky, and Alana's gotten in touch.
Yeah, she has.
It happened to me, but my mum, she got an Aero with no bubbles. So it was just like a hard Aero, like a Dairy Milk, but Aero. And she was really sad because she said she wanted bubbles, so she wrote them. And this was a few years ago when, like, you could actually write, like, send a letter. So she sent a letter and was like, if I wanted no bubbles, I would have just had a Dairy Milk, but I wanted bubbles, and I'm really sad I didn't get my bubbles. And they sent her a vouchers and stuff because she didn't get her bubbles in her era. So yeah, there you go.
Do you know what, Alana, your mom is dead right. She knows what she wants in this world.
Why do we all think we're gonna like make €1 million when we send back?
You always hear those stories when I was in secondary school that when you complain you'd get like multi packs of stuff sent
yeah,
to you,
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
you? And an apology
a
letter
lifetime
and
a time supply.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
All right, these have to be out there and they're definitely hilarious. So when have you bought a wonky food product? 087-711-1038.
Your voice notes, please.
There's something so funny about hearing about wonky food products. This morning,
it's made me so hyper.
I know, this morning we're asking you to get in touch and let us know about a time when you bought a wonky food product. 087-711-1038. I remember it well. I was about 12 years old and I bit into a purple snack.
Oh yeah.
And it had no biscuit. It was just straight chocolate.
Sorry, that sounds delicious because it's Cadbury's
yeah,
as well.
It actually was lovely. And do you know what? It made me feel special.
That's nice.
I was like, this one is just for me.
I wonder if that's the same for everyone. Louise, when have you bought a wonky food?
I bought a bag of frozen veg, and when I was pouring them into the pot, a frozen chicken fillet came out of the bag.
No!
The whole thing has to go
yeah.
in the bin, does it? A chicken fillet!
Yeah, like that. Like, it wasn't even the same type of food, like a chicken and veg. It was completely different. Don't
oh,
even know where it came
oh,
from.
My
but yeah,
God.
It was a chicken fillet in the veg.
There was an intern on that weekend. They're in serious trouble.
Was it like a full chicken breast
yeah.
fillet?
Yeah, like a full chicken fillet, like, and it's obviously frozen because it was in the freezer. But yeah, it was a frozen chicken fillet in with the veg, like with the carrots and the peas and all. But yeah, it was a chicken fillet.
I presume you had to just abandon all. You didn't know how long that chicken was around, did you? Or did
oh
you?
Yeah, no, I've been the bag, yeah,
oh
for
my
two
God.
Safety reasons. I've been there. You never knew
that's
what was
terrible.
Happening. They shouldn't have even been there.
No, God, no, that's wild. Okay, Louise, glad you're okay.
Yeah.
No salmonella for you.
No problem. Have a nice day.
You
Thank
too,
you.
Best. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. This person was in touch as well, sent us a voice note. We don't have a name.
I was 18 and I was at my granddad's funeral and we were in a hotel reception and they made us for dessert. I can't remember the main, but it was lovely. And for dessert, we had a apple pie. So lovely. Eating the apple pie and there was a little chewy thing in it. And I was
oh.
like, what is that chewy thing? Spit out the chewy thing because I couldn't swallow it. And it was a fingernail. It was a man's
oh, Jesus.
Thumbnail.
Oh.
Like an old man's because it was a bit wrinkly. And I was, oh, couldn't tell my dad because my granddad was just after dying. It was his funeral. So just never told anyone. And only recently, like this was, I'm 26 now. So this was 8 years ago. We're finally saying it. Been living in silence. I haven't nearly eaten a fingernail with my apple pie.
No. No!
Oh my god, I love how she knows it was like an old man. And I can see it. I know it was
because
too.
Because it was wrinkly.
I believe you.
I imagine it was quite large and square.
It's not to mention it again, but it's giving Sweeney Todd where they bake the bodies into the pies.
Oh, that is absolutely gross, you poor thing. I'm glad you got that off your chest, though. Niamh is hanging on there as well. When have you got wonky food, Niamh?
So it was probably a couple of years ago, but I am I crave jelly tots all of the time. I love a pack of jelly tots.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I got a packet in the shop and I opened them and there wasn't one piece of sugar on the pack of jelly tots. It was like just a bag of jellies.
They were bald.
Criminal.
Yeah, it was like not a piece of sugar. And I was like, surely this isn't right. So went back down to the shop and got another packet and it was the same. Yeah, I know.
Did you get an awful fright?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? Did they just like change the pack of jelly tots that now it's just jellies and not like sugar?
I feel like you're still a bit shook.
I used to love like even at the end, like sticking my finger in the packet and like licking off the sugar at the end. That just wasn't a thing.
Or even just emptying the rest of the sugar into your mouth at the end. Lovely.
I'd feel like it was inappropriate to see them without the sugar on.
Like you're seeing them naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you do about it?
Oh, 100%. So I sent Roundtree's an email and I was like, this is not okay. Sent them the serial number of the packet and then they sent me a €2 voucher to go buy another packet.
€2.
Woo, thanks guys.
Excellent. Well, listen, all's well that ends well. Thanks, Niamh.
No problem, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, so when have you bought a wonky food item? Final thoughts, 087-711-103. Get your voice notes over, please. I'm like really hungry but kind of disgusted with myself for being after hearing all that.
I know, yeah. Morning, we've just been chatting about times when you bought a wonky food product and Alana was telling us that she got an Aero that had no bubbles and she sent a strongly worded email or her mother did about how she missed out on the bubbles and she wanted her bubbles. If she didn't get the bubbles, she would have got a Dairy Milk. And Brian has a whopper of a story to tell us over on voice notes about when he made a complaint about a food.
So I remember when I was only a kid, my mom, she sent a letter in for the Yorkie. It's not for girls. And she complained, saying it's sexist and whatnot. 2 weeks later in the post, they sent her out 150 Yorkie bars. I'll never forget that.
But they're still not for girls then, right?
Proper up yours, isn't it? Oh my God.
Let's just tell you 150 times that they're not for girls.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest campaign ever.
Horrible.
Wasn't it?
I used to buy them out of spite.
So did I.
That's probably what they wanted.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
With Dave away, the girly quiz must continue. Let's do this.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tunes. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the Girly Quiz. Once a week, myself, Ash and the ladies of Dublin, we come together and we typically quiz our Dave on all things girly. However, not to be this week.
No, Dave is currently living it up in New York with his new little girly friend, his lady friend. So last week, while Dave was off, my boyfriend Alex took on the Girly Quiz. And so this week, it's only fair, it is the battle of the boyfriends after all. We have Emma's lovely fella, Jack.
Hey.
Welcome, Jack.
Hi.
This is a little bit intimidating because there's now two Irish girls and two English men in one room at the same time.
Gross. We don't help us.
We don't love this dynamic. But you are also half Irish. Your mom is from Cork.
50% Irish, correct.
So that makes it all that little bit easier.
Are you nervous, Jack?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you're very sweaty looking over there.
Thank you.
Your legs are sort of like fidgeting under the desk.
Yeah, this is a new environment.
You know, have you ever been on the radio before?
Never.
Never been on the Biebs?
On the Biebs?
Is that not what they call the BBC over there?
Not the Biebs, I don't know.
Not the Biebs.
It works though.
Just to note, with the girly quiz, we sometimes get into, you know, uncharted waters. If you have young ears in the car, you may want to hold the hand over the dial, let it hover, just in case, because you wouldn't know what this English lad is.
You don't know what these English people are.
These English lads are absolutely loose.
You need to watch them, you know. It's been a while since you saw Ash last time you hung out with her. Was that an electric picnic?
Great time. Loved it. Electric picnic.
And we were instant best friends, weren't we, Jack?
We hit it off.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
And Jack, you know, my boyfriend Alex, who took this on last week, got the full 3 out of 3.
Some impressive stuff.
Which is the only way you can win the girly quiz.
A full house.
A full house.
Okay.
Are you a very competitive person?
Yeah, I want to win. Absolutely, yeah.
Two lifelines as well to help you out this morning. So
that's
you have your 50-50, which is like, have you ever seen Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I've seen it. I've seen it once or twice.
There's a 50-50 option on that. We call it the Simplify option. You can use that whenever you want.
Gotcha.
And we also have your phone a female, Rona, standing by this morning. Say hi to Rona.
Hey, Rona.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Good. Not bothered.
Rona, I don't mind telling you, I've never heard him sound as shy.
That just sounds right.
I know.
Well, Emma is a very controlling girlfriend. She's very jealous. So he knows now he can't be up to anything funny.
Don't be silly. For God's sake. Rona, I've no doubt Jack will lead you at some point. So hang on and let's crack on with question.
Will do.
On the girly quiz this week.
All right, Jack. Question one on the girly quiz. The phrase sisters, not twins, is a reassuring phrase used to describe what?
Yeah, very girly question.
Have you ever heard this before?
Never heard the expression.
Never.
Never, never.
Think about it. Sisters, not twins.
Sisters, not twins.
Mean?
Yeah. Best mates, I suppose.
Right.
But, I'm not sure.
So you think it could be like, we're sisters, not twins?
Yeah.
Okay, but what?
Sisters, not twins.
Do you know what I mean? Why would that make sense?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm really not sure.
Okay.
Never heard the expression.
Dear.
Do you guys
sisters,
say
not twins, a comforting expression that women use to describe what?
I reckon a phone female?
Yeah.
We talked to Rona already?
Yeah, Rona. What's Rona think?
God, Jack. Poor start.
Come on, Jack. You should know this.
Yes.
This is an easy one.
This is a very easy one.
It's not bad.
All right.
30 seconds on the clock, Jack.
Rona, what is the expression mean, sisters not friends?
It's your eyebrows.
Oh, is it?
Sisters not twins.
Twins.
Sisters not twins.
Yeah, okay. Sisters not
eyebrows.
Twins. Eyebrows. See, I don't even need to ask the question.
Do you understand why that might be eyebrows?
I've no idea.
So, Rona can explain to you, right? If a lady is struggling with her eyebrows, why would they say that, Rona?
Oh, okay.
Oh, because when you're getting ready to go out for a night out, you always have your makeup perfect, but your eyebrows are never perfect. Always one of them go the way you don't want it to go.
Right.
Gotcha.
You might say, don't worry, girl, they're sisters, not twins.
That's beautiful. It's real comfort.
Rona, you absolutely smashed it. Back of the neck for Jack on question number one. Thank you, Rona.
Thanks.
Cheers. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. All right, we roll on to question number two.
All right.
You still have your Simplify option, Jack.
You're still in the game. Jack's making some mad faces at me right now.
Really nailed the question there, didn't I?
Jack, question number two. What is a spoolie? Oh, God, he's closing his eyes.
What is a spoolie?
Spoolie.
Spoolie.
Say it a few more times.
Spoolie.
Say it louder.
Spoolie.
It sounds nice with his accent.
Yeah, it does actually.
Spoolie.
You say it 3 times in a row.
Yeah. Spoolie. What is a spoolie?
Any ideas?
No, again. You really.
Come on.
This is the girly quiz, isn't it? So, you know.
You know nothing about women?
I need a 50-50 here.
Ah, come on.
No, well,
have a guess.
We're looking I don't know what an oolie is. Like, a spoolie? No idea.
A spoolie oolie.
Yeah, if only you knew what an oolie was, then you'd have it.
Because I might have, put the two and two together and...
Yeah.
What does it sound like? Do you think it's a body part? Do you think it's, like, a piece of clothing? Do you think it's, like, a phrase used to describe...
I think it's a hairstyle.
Ooh.
Right.
Hairstyle. Interesting. Yeah. But you would
should
like...
Should I do spoolie?
There you go.
Oh, girl, I like your spoolie. Do you know all that carry on?
Yeah.
What would you imagine a spoolie hairstyle would look like?
I'd say there's a little bit of a twist or a spin in the it's an upstyle. I think it's an upstyle. There's a girly one for you.
It's an upstyle. There's a girl.
So you sit down in the chair and you say, give me the spoolie, James, to the hairdresser.
To the hairdresser. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. All right, but you are entering Simplify mode.
Short back and spoolie.
All right, Simplify mode sounds like this.
What is a spoolie? Is it A, the back of an earring, or is it B, the fuzzy spiral at the end of a mascara wand?
Well, I'd say I've got to go wand here. The mascara wand.
Mascara wand?
Yeah, because, same theme as the spoolie hairstyle.
Which doesn't exist.
I've got to follow the logic.
Which is curly.
I've got to double down on that.
Yeah.
And I reckon the end of a mascara wand.
You are absolutely correct.
Ah!
Hey, well done. There's the confidence coming through. Well done. All right, you're on your own. For question number three, Jack, bearing in mind Aisling's boyfriend Alex took this on last week and he went home with a 3 out of 3, so I expect you to smash this, and I have no doubt you're going to be well versed on this one.
Yeah, you'll be in the doghouse if you get this one wrong, Jack. Question number three is a pivotal question to your relationship. Jack, what is Emma's bra size? He's looking at me with such evil eyes. No touching.
No looking. Stop staring at me, Jack.
Eyes up. You filthy.
Sneaking a peek. Yeah, we are talking alphabet here.
Alphabet and numbers, you know that.
Are we asking for a full answer here? Yeah. Are you kidding me? I don't know how the numbers work.
Well, that'll be all the more entertaining.
Because you've got your fours, your sixes, your eights, your tens, your twelves.
Yeah.
But when we go up, how do they work? I don't know.
Okay, let's start with the letters.
Letters C.
C.
Wow.
That's correct then.
No, I'm just
or that's a big one.
C.
You're going for a C.
I'm going for a C.
Okay, that was quick. And
yeah.
Let's throw out a number.
10.
10 C. Final answer.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Why? Why are you laughing so much?
Is Emma Nolan's
that
bra
would be
size
a toothpick?
A 10C.
What?
You have gone and lost the girly quiz, Jack.
Imagining like a literal toothpick with two massive number jumbos.
The waist of a Barbie doll and the boobs of a normal woman. So the problem is here, Jack,
right.
The number part of a bra.
Okay, talk me through it.
It goes from about like what, like 28 maybe for a really small,
very,
up
very
to like
person.
Into the 40s.
It's really
so
good to
we're
know.
Going like, we're talking like your 34s, your 36, 38, 40. That would be the way you'd measure that.
Very, very handy for Christmas. Thank you.
Yeah,
you still
exactly.
Don't know what size I am.
Oh, yeah, true.
I am a 36C.
And so. Proud of it.
Well, listen, darling. I think you absolutely smashed it. Well done.
You did very
first
well,
time
Jack.
On the radio.
Lovely, thanks. No, it was a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Next up, the Biebs.
The Biebs. The Biebs for me, yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Emma, don't make any sudden movements, okay? Yep. There's a situation in the studio. I think there is something in the bin.
No.
The bin has just made a rustling sound all on its own. And
I don't even
want to open my lips very wide because I'm very concerned it's going to come out and kill me.
If there's a mouse in the studio, lads, I can't keep going.
Producer Callum, will you check the bin, please?
Is there a mouse in the bin?
The bin bag rustled by itself.
Oh, no. Is there a mouse in the building?
This could be the greatest moment on Irish radio if there's a mouse in this bin.
Callum, are you not terrified?
A little bit. A little bit.
He's okay. Brave.
Well,
Callum, you're being very brave.
This is part of your job description.
No.
To tackle living things.
There's guest running orders from The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Who did they have on yesterday? Anyone cool?
Ben Finnegan.
Oh yeah, we love Ben.
Yeah.
Dave says
something about Elon Musk.
Okay, maybe that was it. He's scary. He's a bit scary. No.
That's just a coffee cup.
Why is it's even weirder, to be honest, if there's not something in the bin, if it's rustling and moving around.
Do you know what it probably is? It's probably the paper just kind of shifting and then pushing. It's the bin bag itself that's moving. No, there's nothing in the bin. We're all safe.
Okay, thanks, Callum.
But
you can go home now.
But quite honestly, I'd have to evacuate if there was a mouse in that bin.
Well, at least it would be contained within the bin. It would actually be the perfect place for a mouse. I'd rather it in the bin than anywhere else.
But it could just leave
jump.
The bin.
It doesn't.
Just walk.
They can climb, you know.
Yeah, but we took them up. Before he gets the chance.
Get up. Good morning. Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, and
and good morning.
Whoa, that was very like news talk.
I was just listening to Bella there and I got inspired. Hello and good morning into the news voice.
Into news mode. I want to just put this out into the ether as like a note to self never to do anything like this again.
Okay.
Really it's a note to self to become less generous when giving gifts. Because when my boyfriend Alex had his birthday in September, I bought him an autumn-themed gift because he loves autumn, so I had various different bits of jumper and blah, 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 blah. And part of it was a...
Sorry, when was his birthday?
In September.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
And I bought him a recipe book of soups, okay? And I said, for the winter, I will make you a soup a week. You
Why
choose
you
the soup.
This?
Yeah. I there we go.
That's the extra on the present that wasn't needed. Just give him the recipe book, Aisling.
I know. That would have been fine. And Alex, when he's given something like this, a sort of a like magical present that doesn't physically exist, he absolutely runs with it. Every Friday, it's like, what'll I choose next week? As he paws through the soups. And he's like, ooh, tarragon. Wonder where you're going to get that. I'm like, I actually hate myself. I hate you. I hate soup.
What are you doing this week?
This week we did Spanish split pea soup.
Sick.
It was actually lovely.
What's wrong with you?
It was a weird one, but it was nice.
What are the other odd ones you've had?
Sort of butternut squashy ones, roasted red pepper.
That's nice.
I've kind of like battled them down to a few select ones that are easy to make, but I'm facing a bit of, you know, discontent.
You're going to have to really start learning things because you don't seem to be learning anything.
You're just repeating the same mistakes over and over
constantly,
again.
Constantly.
Yeah, well, here I am.
Doing something and then doing something that's not even the extra mile. It's the extra...
like
motorway length.
Furlong.
Too long.
Oh, yeah.
Like, rein it in.
Yeah.
The book is fine.
The book will do next year.
Exactly.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Morning. We've told you a couple of times that we were in Dundrum Shopping Centre yesterday on official Spin business.
Mm.
And walking around the shopping centre, we kind of all remarked that... It looks like Wicked, the movie, got sick all over Dundrum.
It really.
It's everywhere. God, it was on the lift. It was on all of the escalators.
Yeah.
Marks and Spencer's had a whole Wicked pajamas section. Yeah. Of course, I will be availing of that.
We actually were in the escalator at one point, or the lift, and producer Callum was like, let's go to the top floor and look out over the window. You know, at the very top of Dundrum, there's like a cityscape. And there was a lady in a wheelchair trying to take in the view. And bloody Ariana Grande and your one.
Yep.
We're in her way. She couldn't see over their two heads.
The view.
I was on the Lewis home yesterday and I was on a Wicked Lewis.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
They're taking over the Lewises.
And that Wicked Lewis drove by me and Callum took a picture of me and sent it to me.
Oh, very good.
Yep. So anyway.
Just to say as well, the thing about Wicked is it's kind of the level of Barbie pure. I'm going to go and see Wicked regardless of how much you shove it down my throat.
Yeah.
I don't need the Ariana Grande looking at me whenever I turn a corner. Like, I'm going to go see it. Relax.
Yeah, I know.
Relax.
I know. It's getting me so excited. I was already super hyped for it because I am a big musical fan, but if you're a movie fan, I think it's going to be a real spectacular film.
Ask you a quick question.
Go on.
By the way, this is like a musical film.
Yeah.
And lots of people are going to get into it. How would you feel if I became a musical pro?
Oh, that's cute, Emma.
Imagine. Every second weekend, I'm heading off to Broadway. I'm going to all these shows.
I think I'd cry with joy.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a gatekeeper.
Absolutely sick.
All welcome.
If I walked in every morning and went la 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 la,
I think what would happen would say, I'd say, Emma, all aboard the Musical Express, choo choo. And then you'd be swiftly off it. I think I'd cringe you beyond
my wildest dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so Wicked is absolutely everywhere, but an area of the UK have gone one step further when it comes to the Wicked promo. It's an area of London called Greenwich. You might know it as Greenwich Mean Time. It's like where the big observatory is and stuff for that. So it's trying to become famous for something else this month, and it's rebranding the whole area to be named Greenwich for the next 2 weeks.
But what about the Good Witch?
Yeah, I know. At the Greenwich, it's all about the Greenwich, cool. To be fair. So Greenwich is becoming Greenwich. The area's a bit strapped for cash, so they've actually done a deal with Universal Pictures.
No way.
And they've fully rebranded the town as this, the council. The council need money to fund some winter lights thing in the park that's apparently hemorrhaging money. So they've got a whole like Greenwich Trail. They've renamed the market to be the Greenwich Market.
Cool.
And then there's the University of Greenwich as well, that's being renamed as well.
My
imagine going there.
After that was your college, yeah, and you're like, now I go to bloody Greenwich. I'm like, cringe.
Yeah, Scarlet for you. Yeah, it is yeah, a bit yeah. embarrassing, yeah.
They're calling themselves the home of Wicked. So I'm a little bit jealous. And I've been thinking about places in Ireland that could become Wickedified for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Some of these are good. Some of them aren't. Forget Greenwich. I want to see Wicklow become Wickedlow.
It's actually really good. actually really good. And Wicklow gives me movie vibes.
It does.
Loads of things have been shot there.
Lots of things have been shot there.
Wicklow.
Yes, Wicklow. The two witches' names in the film are Glinda and Elphaba. So clearly Dublin should become Dub Glinda. Roscommon could be Roscommon. The Wizard of Oz, Roscommon. That's a very good one. There's a place in County Roscommon called Elfin. So I think that should be renamed Elfinaba.
I wouldn't mind, but you've no, like you had 2 weeks off a couple of weeks ago. You know, you shouldn't be this burnt out.
Hang on. In Mayo, we could have Elphaballina. The Skelligs in Kerry could become the Spelligs, the witches' spells. Annagree in Donegal could become Ariana Grande, she's in the film. There's a place in Donegal called Green Castle, Greenwich Castle.
Can you get her coffee or something, Callum? I think she needs something. There's something off.
There's a lovely town in Wicklow called Ardmore. Could be Wizardmore. Or if you don't like that, Ardmore Witches. Galway, too much witches.
I think we need to see what's happening.
Talk about the head.
You need a Pepsi. Here's Addison Rae and Diet Pepsi on Spin.
The city has Wicked Fever. There are ads for the Wicked movie all over town. It's very exciting. I can't wait to see it. And a town in London, just a suburb outside London, Greenwich, is going a step further. They're renaming the whole place Greenwich. It's a literal deal with Universal Pictures. And so I was coming up with some other possible Wickedified towns in Ireland. And I had some brilliant ones. I thought I had some brilliant ones. You could have Elphaballina. In Mayo, Elphaba is the name of the Green Witch in Wicked.
It's not catching on there.
Arianagree in Kerry for Ariana Grande or Donegal, I mean. The Skelligs could become the Spelligs. Anyway, Emma wasn't really vibing with a lot of my ones, but we did get a few good ones in on the text.
We did indeed, including Joshua. Joshua, what are you saying?
Hi, where is? How's it going?
Good, thank you.
For Josh, what's your Wickedified town name?
Yeah, so I live in a little town called Raharney. So I was thinking we could call it Abraharney Grande after Ariana Grande.
I love it. I actually love it, Joshua. Wow. Abraharney Grande.
I don't know what happened to the standard on the show, but
does your town have a mayor or any sort of official representative, or can you just do that
it
yourself?
It has a single shop and a single church, and that's it.
Get on to the priest.
It's a very small town, so we'll have to get onto the TDs.
Yeah, it's a good time. They're all over the place at the moment. Arraharney Grande.
And they do anything for you at the moment, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, Joshua, thanks a mil.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Right, okay, I don't know what's going on. And again, this isn't great, but I was thinking of Glengariff, that town in Cork.
Yeah.
Glendagariff.
It's all right.
Do you understand the feeling of disappointment that I felt from you for the last 10 minutes?
I know.
Do you understand that feeling?
It's all right.
Mm. Can I give you one?
Yeah, please.
We all know the Lewistop Broombridge. Which is Broombridge?
Very good.
Thank you.
Broombridge is nice.
Yep. Which is Broombridge?
I've got two more. There's a place called Ahaskra. I think it's in Kerry. Witch Ahaskra! Sorry, I said it wrong. Witch Ahaskra! I have another one as well.
Did you sleep last night at all?
Balting Glass in County Wicklow. Balting Gloss Witch.
Gloss Witch?
Gloss Green Witch.
Gloss Green Witch. Cool. Kayla, Sunny Boy, what's yours?
Glendalough.
Yeah, do you know what, Kayla? I don't know what's going on with her, but her creativity is very stifled today, clearly. So do you want to come in and do the rest of the show with us?
That is better than all of mine put together.
Glendalough.
That's right there. Brilliant.
Excellently done.
Well done.
Thank you, Kayla. You win. That's it.
I think that's a good place to end it.
I don't think there was anywhere else to go after that.
We kept climbing and we ended on a high.
Up Glendalough. We went.
What a great time.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Again, we want to come to you and hand deliver you €200 worth of TFI Leap cards. All because, not just this week, but last week too on the show, we are teaming up with Transport for Ireland celebrating their 90-minute fair with the TFI Leap card.
Yeah, this has been really fun going out, meeting people, delivering these €200 TFI leave cards. Emma, you're heading out today, and we asked you listening to tell us where you are and where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes. So where are you heading?
Sylvia is standing by. What are you up to at the moment, Sylvia?
I'm just literally pulling into my job.
Oh, right. Very okay, good. So you start a little bit late. So what do you do for work?
I work in Bank of Ireland.
Bank of Ireland, okay. Very many good. Locations there,
well,
I'm sure.
Great now. I might need a mortgage off you down the line maybe in 15 years. You might still be knocking around there at some point. Tell us where you are. Whereabouts is work? And where, is that where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes? I presume so.
Yeah, I work in Dean's Grange.
Lovely. All right, Dean's Grange. We're going south side. Where, what's the route, Ash?
All right, Dean's Grange. You're going to be taking, Emma, the soon-to-be-defunct 46A bus.
Oh, no way!
They're getting rid of the 46A. Is that a problem for you, Sylvia?
No, I can walk for like 25 minutes and then I can get one bus and then I only have 5 minutes then.
Okay,
so it's only the start of it. That's a long walk.
Where do you live compared to where you get to work in Dean's Grange?
I live in Lucan.
Right, okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That is a bit of a trek. Fair play to you with all the walking. I'm sure the 46A will be replaced by something absolutely fantastic.
I'd imagine so, but it will be an emotional trip this morning.
It will be, yeah. You're going to be taking one of the last journeys, so you better enjoy it.
I will.
It's a hell of a lot of stops, so you're going to be on for a while.
Right, lovely. Lovely. Okay, well, listen, Sylvie, you hang tight, and I'll be making my way to you very soon. I presume I'll just ask you when I enter the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Woohoo.
Are you on the cash desk, or where are you?
No, I'll be on front desk.
Oh, front desk.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Lovely. Easy as it gets.
And will you be able to give Emma something out of the ATM?
I wish I could.
All the way down.
Is there a few quid in it for me? I'm only joking.
I wish.
Cheers, Sylvia. I will see you soon. Hang on.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. I'm going to miss this. That's not early.
I know. It's been nice, hasn't it?
You had a sleep on the bus the other day.
Yeah, you know what? We actually have to keep in touch with Michaela, who's on the show after us, to let her know where we're at. She actually rang me and woke me up from my sleep. I was asleep on the bus. I nearly missed the stop to go meet Rob at St. Pat's in Drumcondra.
That's the problem, I think, with this is I was drifting off on the dart yesterday. I was starting to nod a little bit. And then I got such a fright. I was like, I'll end up in Bray or something here. I need to stay awake. So I'm definitely going to have a nap in the 46A.
Enjoy yourself.
That's my plan. I'm going to have a little sleep while you two are slaving away here for the next 15 minutes or so. I'm going to have a little sleep.
Oh, I'm actually so jealous. You can set yourself a little alarm.
I will actually. Do you know what? Annoy everyone on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay, and final chance to win with TFI just at 9 o'clock on tomorrow's show.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, who did I hurt? I'm feeling very hard done by right now. I'm sitting here in the studio alone with producer Callum. Emma's heading off to deliver €200 worth of TFI leave cards. And I've just glanced at producer Callum's screen and he's gearing up to join pre-sale for Pitbull at the 3 Arena. We did a big bit in the show yesterday about how I said that I can't go to Pitbull because it clashes with the first night of my musical, and he has the gall to sit in here and try and get tickets right in front of me. I can't believe it. The conditions in this place. You're listening to Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.